DK Talk, Episode 4, Funeral Customs in Japan. Hey, how's it going out there? Living in a small town has a way of cutting you off from the rest of the world. And though it's a personal choice to live in a small town with the slower pace of life, it's still good to get out and see at least part of the rest of the world and what people are doing out there. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and kids and I took the 2.5-hour bus ride inland to the bullet train station to see a musical performance called The Young Americans, which is an international cast of college students singing, dancing, and performing parts of famous songs. The show is geared more for kids and for those who live in or near the city in which The Young Americans is playing. Kids can take a workshop and learn how to sing and dance with the performers of the show. And they also get to perform live in the second half of the show. My wife was particularly happy for our kids to see Japanese college students in the cast singing and dancing with students from around the world, something they would never see where we live. I thought it was a great introduction to singing, dancing, and performing live for our kids to see what goes into a production and how much fun the performance is from the audience's point of view. So, my wife is back again with us today, and I wanted to welcome her back. How's it going?
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, great. So, you wanted to talk about something a little different today.
Sure. I feel like talking about real Japan, not like typical Japanese culture. Actually, I feel like talking about funerals in Japan.
So, let's talk about that.
Sure. Let me talk about the funerals now and then.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to talk about funerals based on my experiences.
Okay, so this might not be everywhere.
Right, because this, I'm going to talk about it based on where I live.
Okay.
And then it might not be the same where the listeners live.
Okay.
Either. And back then we used to hold a funeral at home. Now people tend to hold funerals at the funeral facilities too.
So like a funeral home type of service.
Right, like more simplified funeral.
Okay.
And there are some things that haven't changed either. As say, for example, we usually put salt in front of entrance at home to like kind of wash away. To be pure when you come back from the funeral or something like that.
Yes. And I've seen that before, actually.
Before, so. When I was a child, I saw it, and then people still do the same thing here. And when a person dies, the body usually laid down, aim at the north direction.
So and the head is facing north.
Right. And then people did it when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And then people still doing the same thing here now.
Okay. Is that related to the way people sleep now? Because I've seen this, people seem to have a tendency to face a different direction.
Some people don't care the direction where the direction of the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But some people still believe that direction of the north, death.
Okay, so it's related to the dead.
Right, they don't sleep to the direction, but south, west, east, like that.
Okay. So what's another thing that you'd like to compare about funerals then and now?
Money.
Okay.
Before, And now people still take some money, take certain amount of money to the funeral.
Okay. So a certain amount of money, is there like a standard like fee in a sense? Is it like a fee? Or?
There might be something like that, but usually related to the relationship of the person who dies. Okay. How like intimate to the person, or how much did you have a deep relationship with the person.
Okay.
Right.
Could you say that if you have a deeper relationship, you bring more money?
Probably.
Okay, probably. I see. Mm-hmm.
And people still do that, like I said.
Right.
And as for cremation.
Okay.
When long time ago, long time ago, right. Japanese people seem to bury dead bodies directly in the soil.
Okay.
But after that, later on, people started burning dead bodies. Mm-hmm. And then now people still do the same.
Okay. So long ago was this, how long ago was this? How old were you when they used to bury dead bodies? Or is this before your time?
A lot before.
Long before that. Okay. All right.
And let me talk about the funeral itself again.
Okay.
When the funeral still was held at home.
Right.
A long time ago. Mm-hmm. I even remembered that I participated. We formed a line.
Okay.
And I participated too, and to the grave. And then we walked to the grave, bringing the dead person's picture. Okay. And then the tablets, and then related to the person, and related to the offering and okay. food and all that.
Would this be after the cremation?
After the cremation.
And so you would bring...
The ash, too.
The ashes right, as well. Right. Okay. So, in some cases, I know some old houses have graves behind them on the mountainside, for example.
Mm.
But in some cases, I don't imagine people have graves right behind their house.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you remembered seeing a line, was it about how far was the distance?
It just depends on the family, mm-hmm. but it takes about 15 minutes to go there.
So everyone goes on foot.
Yeah, it was really quite a long line.
Like a long procession, I guess is what we'd call it.
Okay.
So, all right.
And then I don't think people do that the same way now. Right. I don't see that.
Okay.
And funerals really look simplified.
Okay.
Now.
Uh-huh.
And as for the funeral itself again.
Okay.
And then when the funeral is held, now seems priests pray for the first anniversary for the death and the third anniversary for the death. Pray at once when the funeral itself is held.
So everything's kind of combined or condensed.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I know that I'm very aware of the different anniversary dates after the funeral.
Right.
And so now that's all in one, in a sense, one shot.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's good to describe in a shortcut way, but I think it's really a shortcut.
Mm.
People doing that. Mm. And it's nowadays it's hard to get together.
Mm.
Even you have relatives and families nearby where you live.
Right.
It's really hard to get together.
Yeah. I know just from living here myself and with our family. We have so many different things going on, and everybody seems the same way. So I can't imagine everyone coming out for every anniversary, year after year after year. It is a lot of work.
Those anniversaries usually fall at numbers, like first, third, fifth.
So odd numbers.
Right,
okay.
Odd numbers. Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Well, this has been great listening to you talk about something a little more off the beaten path in Japanese culture. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. It was good opportunity to bring this up, actually. And I want to talk about your culture in Japanese sometime, or using my language. Pop cultures or other stuff like that.
I think that would be great. It might be not so dark, but also it would give me a challenge language-wise. Mm. And that would be, I look forward to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thanks so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening again. We talked about some things that were not so everyday and typical for travelers and whatnot, but definitely a deeper part of everyday life in Japan. And we look forward to talking more with my wife and me, of course, about new topics in the future. And thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us today. In the following episodes, you'll either hear from me or from my wife and I. We're looking forward to having you with us again. And don't forget to click the subscribe button from wherever you listen. Tell your friends or someone you know who's interested in Japan. Don't be shy, leave a voice message. Just click on the icon from Anchor or your favorite platform. This is DK Talk, where language and culture are bound.